The Sangha is invited to go back to our breathing so that our collective energy of mindfulness will bring us together as an organism, going as a river with no more separation. Let the whole Sangha breathe as one body, chant as one body, listen as one body, and transcend the frontiers of a delusive self, liberating ourselves from the superiority complex, the inferiority complex, and the equality complex.
Le cœur de la compréhension parfaite.
Parfaite est un grand mantra, le plus élevé, le mantra est inégalé, le destructeur de toute souffrance, la vérité inaltérable, le mantra de Prajna Paramita, gâté, gâté, paragâté, parasangâté, bodhisattva, gâté, gâté, paragâté, parasangâté, bodhisattva, gâté, gâté, paragâté, parasangâté,
outside the sunshine. Yesterday, a lot of fog. Now we have good sunshine. The Sangha today is the 16th of January 2011. We are at the Full Moon Meditation Hall in the Adornment of Compassion Temple in New Hamlet of Plum Village. If we practice correctly, the result will be very correct and you will see right away the result. If you make any steps mindfully, stop to let your mind run, be totally with every of your steps, be totally with the present moment, stop to be dispersed, and you see this real. You can see the good result right away. You don't need to wait several months of practice. You train yourself to live deeply every step. Be in the present moment. Stop to let your mind run. And when you walk, you only are with the very moment where you work. And you see the fruit of the practice right away. And in the teaching of the Buddha, there is many kind of fruit. It means the result of your practice. And the first fruit is you are entering into the stream. You are entering into the stream of practice. You're participating into the stream. The practice is like a stream, and usually we don't enter. But when we start to follow your breath, to live deeply the present moment where you are, when you make a step, you are totally with the step, you do some action totally with the action, so you are on the stream. It's like you go to the new climb into the TGV to go to Paris. You do not arrive to Paris yet, but you are already on the TGV. And then in TGV, certainly you arrive to Paris. And so you arrive to the first step in the stream. Then those who are just put 1 foot on the TGV, but 1 foot is still outside. And those of you who already put 2 feet on the TGV, certainly you arrive to the destination. So, but there are those of you who still hesitate, 1 foot here, 1 foot here, 1 foot there. So that is the first fruit of your practice. If you attain that first fruit, you know, it's you who judge by yourself. I am on the TGV, or I am only 1 foot here and 1 foot there. Or we are on the way to the train station only. On the way to go to the station, they have the fruit called Yuluhung. It means we go in the direction of the stream. I think that most of you here have go in that direction. So you decide to set up your time to come here. So you are already on the Yuluhung. It means on the direction to go to the TGV. And those of you is about to climb 1 foot in, 1 foot out, you also know. But there are those of you who already take a seat on the TGV. So the image of a stream is very beautiful. And you are participating into the stream. So you need to look deep into yourself. Even you are a lay practitioner or a monastic practitioner, you know. But you need to look into yourself and to your situation in order to see that, am I on the stream, or am I 1 foot here, 1 foot there? Or I'm only on the direction of that stream. And when you are already on stream, you only try to be in the stream. Follow the stream. The stream go to sitting meditation, you go to sit. The stream go to walk, you walk. You practice walking meditation. The stream do working meditation, you do working meditation. You do everything according to the stream. And you know that you are on the stream. And there are those who are already in the stream, but you do not arrive. You know that you do not arrive. But if you know you arrive, you know that you arrive. If you are not sure that you will stay here, maybe I'm on the research. I'm not sure that this practice is mine. Maybe I try to find other practice of Buddhism or other. So you are not sure. You are not sure. You hesitate. You are not in the stream yet. And so you are in the direction, or you are 1 foot in, 1 foot out. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, you don't know. And so, even you already accept to be a resident in Plum Village, but you don't feel the happiness to be here, you still think of, oh, maybe it's not my place here. So you know that you are not on the stream, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. But if you know that is my place, there are difficulties, there is joyful moment, but there are difficulties. But that is my training to overcome the difficulties. I am on the stream. So you also know that you are on the stream. In the literature, in Vietnamese literature, there is a word, an tâm lập mạng. It means you are settled. You are finally settled in your livelihood. Mạng is livelihood. So you have peace. You already settled. There's some peace in you. And you don't want to go anywhere. It's okay. It's not excellent yet, but I'm training to go in that direction. So I will do my best. And so you feel that I have arrived, I'm home. Even you are not with solidity, great stability, but you know that relatively, okay, I've arrived, I'm home. Sometimes you also can look deep into yourself. You see that you're going in that direction of arriving and being home, or you are on that direction only. You also know. You drink the water, or you do not drink the water, and yet you know. In the traditional way, the second fruit is no return. The fruit of no return. If you achieve that fruit, you will not go back to that life of up, down, agitate like in the past. And then you arrive to the no return. no return, no more coming back. That is the second fruit of traditional fruit the Buddha used to tell people. And that you also know. You don't need to have a certificate proving that you have attained that second fruit, because you feel enough with the other life, the previous life. And nobody can encourage you, advise you. You do not want, you do not want to go back to that life of agitation, bound, binding, and up, down. So, you achieve the no more coming back, no return. And maybe you said, I'm not sure, I will not give up my apartment yet. I do not want to close my bank account yet. Okay, I don't want. Maybe you know right away that you have that or not have that. There are those who already attained the no return fruit. And that person know. That person know. They have given up everything already. No way to go back. And you make that big determination in order to try to improve and transform the difficulties in order to be peace. Life never have only good thing. There is always some difficulties, but when these difficulties arise, you decide to overcome. So the second, and there is beef between the stream, between the stream, and there isn't one time coming back. One time coming back. And then the second fruit is second time coming back. So the first is entering the stream. The first one is two more coming back, and the third one is only one time coming back, and the fourth one is no return. And then when there's more, no more return, and then the achievement of Arahant. Arahant is extinction of all the suffering. And that person is totally free. Free of all this affliction, this boundary, this string who bind you in that and in other thing. When you praise the Sangha, Sangha Shu, you say that in this Sangha, there are Bondoy, four pairs, and eight realization, eight Bondoy, it means entering the stream, go back one time, no return, Arahat. And these four fruit, they divide. And so they divide in two. The first one is you go to that direction. Go to that direction, but not into the stream yet. The second one. So, and the second one is you also have two, a pair. It means you may try to go back one time, and then you decide to go back. So one more return. And then the third one is also, you are on the way to return, not to return. And then the fourth is also no return. And the fifth is on the way to no return. And then the seventh is on the way to be free, and the eight is mean you obtain the arahat achievement. So it's four, but in summary, four, but divide. One is on the direction, one is already on that. And the second fruit is also on the direction and in that fruit. And the third on the direction of the third fruit and is already on the fruit. And the fourth is the same. And so when you really be free, so in Plum Village, you also have these fruit, but we have another name like have arrived, I'm home, and the second one is settle peacefully. Two is settle, and ang mean peacefully. But there is a big difference between the four fruit in Plum Village and the four fruit in the traditional way. Even the four fruit from Plum Village is born from the traditional way. So the first one is Dhavedatai in the stream. Dhavedatai, I have arrived, I'm home. The second one is Ang Tu, settle peacefully. You are relaxed at where you are. Where you are relaxed, you are peaceful. You do not stay here in this mountain and look for another mountain. It's a Vietnamese expression, stay in this mountain. Look for another mountain. You are totally relaxed, happy, well settled here. You do not want to search for another practice center, another teacher, another new way of practices. You are quite satisfied with this practice. Relax at home, well settled in this practice. That is the difference between the fourth fruit of Plum Village and the traditional way is because in the Ang Tu, the second one, there is already, there are, I have arrived, I'm home. So the second contains the first, and the first contains the second. Because we are faithful to the teaching of enter being, and we are more practical, more realistic, because it's not four box separately. There is always deep link between. So when you go to school at the seventh class, and then you arrive to the eighth grade, and then after the eighth grade, you arrive to the ninth grade. It's normal people like that. But in reality, you have with the deep look, you see that those who are on the grade seven, but less good than the one in grade six. And it's the same here. That is a deep look to see you, to help us not to see reality in different boxes, totally separate, hermetically separate. So that second fruit is linked with the first fruit. And if you are already settled and then you already arrive, you are home. So in this second fruit, there is a first fruit. Yeah, they are more realistic. Like the five universal mind, mental formation. So there is Suk, Tak E, Tha Tương Tư. Suk, it means in touch. Tak E is volition. Tak E is attention. Tha, feeling. Tương. Attention, I think. Soup is mean touching, contact. And then tak e, it means attentive, attention. Sometimes you are soup, you are in touch, contact. And like you will hear the sound of the bell, your ear touch the sound. And then from the contact, from that contact, you are more attentive. You are more attentive to the sound of the bell. So the practitioner, when you hear the sound of the bell, is you are in touch. You are attentive to that. So those who don't practice, they don't. So that is the Sanskrit term is manaskara, is attention. But sometimes touch is in contact is first, go first, and then attention go after. And then you are in contact, you are attentive. For instance, the bell of the Christian church. Even sometimes you hear the sound of the bell of the Christian church, your mind is with other things, and you don't pay attention, and even the bell of the Christian church doesn't mean anything. You don't hear anything. Your mind is still bound with that worries and what tension and so on. So you hear the sound of the bell, but it sounds like you do not hear because your mind is not there. You see, but you cannot hear. If your mind is not there, even you eat, you don't really eat. You eat your project. You hear, your ear is in touch with the sound of the bell, but your mind is with other things. And you eat, you do eat your project instead of the food. And so you need to have that attention to what you are doing in order to. So there is the interbeing of many others, like contact, attention, feeling. And sometimes, and then you think, and to you look deeper. So this, even we divide five universal mental formation, but they are. Sometimes they mix up. It means you start the second and then you have the first one. And then you have the third one and you have the fourth one. So, Angtu is well settled, peaceful settled. You sit peacefully, well peacefully there, rest. Peacefully there. So, the first, you can call the first fruit peaceful settle. It's okay. Or, I have arrived, I'm home, it's okay too. So like the four traditional fruit, when you enter into the stream, there are no return. And in the return, into the stream is already no return. It's deeply linked. And don't try to divide reality into boxes, separate. So try when you walk. You know that you are walking, but you also know that your Father is walking with you. You see deeply that you are walking, you. But you also see that your Father is walking with you, your mother is walking with you in your genes. In your genes of your body, and they are walking with you. Your grandparents, all the lineage of your blood ancestors are walking with you and doing that with you. So if you see like that, and you dare peacefully in the present moment with walking with your ancestor like that, you are and to well settle, peacefully settle. We have a song, I have arrived, I'm home, here, now, so let free. But when you arrive, you are home, and certainly you are peacefully settled. And when you are peacefully settled, you are more stable. And you are stable, you are free from other pulling in different direction on this. And so they are deeply linked to each other. So four but one but four. In Vietnam, there is an image quite interesting for those who are not very well settled, peaceful tech. They said that frog, you put a frog in the dish, in the plate, and the frog always jump out. And you put, and whether you try to keep the frog on the plate, they jump out. Send those who cannot sit quietly, peacefully, can never be settled peacefully. And usually people in Vietnamese, popular Vietnamese, they say, oh, this person are like frog on the plate. Because in these people, there is a nature of frogless. Frogness. So they are not settled. Indeterminate is not, they cannot make any decision, any determination. So they have that nature. That not settled, cannot stay long time in one place, stably, and that we call frogness, the nature of frogness. In each of us, we have, all of us have the nature of frogness. We like that, and then we abandon, and we are pulled by other interest, thing, and then you abandon, and you are pulled by other interesting thing. So you have the nature of frogness. And our practice is to face our frogness. And to settle well, peacefully. When you settle there and you are in difficulty, try to look deeper and overcome that, but not to jump to other place like a frog. So practicing in the present moment, taste the joy, the peace of the practice, and slowly you transform your frogness into froglessness. And I make a poem, and I have made a poem about that. And the first fruit you obtain is a froglessness. According to the poem I made, this the first fruit is froglessness. So you obtain the first fruit is froglessness. It means sitting peacefully enjoy the moment present, smiling to it, and smiling to your frogness. Hello, my frogness, you cannot pull me to jump out. So in my poem, I mentioned that. Hello, my frogness, I don't want to be like a frog jumping out. I stay where I am, try to overcome my difficulties and achieve happiness even with these difficulties. And then my practice, daily practice, is when you walk, when you work, when you do anything, you are happy. You must try to find that there's a happiness in that. In that, even during sitting meditation, walking meditation, working meditation, everywhere you try to find the positive thing and to be happy right away. And so the achievement must be on the at every step. Achievement must be at every step. So like you clean the dish. And then people are used to, those who don't practice, they think we have to clean quick the dishes in order to have clean dishes and to have something to eat, to use for eating. But you practice here is when you wash the dish, you enjoy the washing of the dish. And you have to find happiness when you wash the dishes like you. You wash your baby, you wash the baby Buddha, the baby Jesus in your hand with peace, with joy, enjoyment. So that dish, and so you enjoy the act of washing the dish. You do not rush in order to finish the washing, in order to have a cup of tea. So don't consider that work is a kind of dirt work. Is not worth for you to wash. Recycling the garbage is also good work, but you don't. So in Plum Village, we say that you wash the dish like you wash the baby Buddha. You enjoy really that baby Buddha. So you enjoy every dish, every plate that you are wishing, you are washing. So if you use that method during your washing the dish, you are happy. So you already attain the achievement of peaceful dwelling already while you are washing the dishes. So in Plum Village, we have to organize so that every action must be an art and happiness moment, a happy moment. Even when you have a cup of tea, when you wash the dishes, when you clean the room, when you mop the floor, every act must be an achievement, a happy moment. Sometimes you want to wash a dish, but it's not enough water, and you wish to have you have water, you have warm water, you have soap to wash. And so now you have warm water, you have warm water, you have soap. The moment is happiness. This is training. And so in pilgrimage, there is no aim and the way to happiness. No way to happiness. Happiness is the way. Every step must be happy moment until you arrive to forever. Endless happiness. So there is no point of arrival, and here you close your eyes and you suffer and you bear and you go directly until you arrive at that point, then you are happy. No, you have to be happy right at the beginning when you decide to go in that direction. So there is a direction, but the aim too. So like we prepare, that is Vietnamese New Year. You prepare New Year, don't feel that at that very day, that Vietnamese New Year. You already start now and you are happy right now to prepare for the New Year. So you know that you must settle peacefully, joyfully, happily. And every step you have to be peaceful, joyful, happy in that direction. And so you must feel that you arrive already, you are home already, you are peaceful already in this very moment, every act you are going. And when many friends who come to Plum Village, they do not hear a Dhamma talk yet, but they see all of you settle peacefully, joyfully. When you welcome them at the train station, you are already happy. And then driving home, you are happy. And they are happy. Leave the present moment with landscape around. Arrive to the office, you are happy. And so, they have trust right away that you already satisfied, they are already. We arrive, we already into the stream. You are already into the stream. You don't need to arrive anywhere. You are peacefully, joyfully, happily settled. So if you see that there is an entering the stream, you have to go back one time, you have to go back several times, or no return, or arahant, you don't need anything. You are arriving. You are happy. You are happy. You are well set at every step. So you also use the frame of the traditional way for fruit. And each fruit, there is two parts, the going in that direction and the arriving in that direction. But here, we use that frame. But you have to be clearly that right at the first direction, you are already happy. You decide to go to that direction, you are happy. And the degree of your practice can be measured by your degree of happiness. Sometimes there are people who practice very seriously, very, very seriously, and sitting all day long. And even that, I feel that, but he's not very happy person. He has no freshness, he has no peace. He do not give to himself peace, happiness, friendship, happiness, brotherhood. Even he sit 24 hours per day or 25 hours per day is not necessary because he's not happy and he cannot offer to him anything, offer to anyone anything. So we have to say that we have to measure each of us by our own degree of happiness. And if you have this happiness, you nourish yourself, you nourish people around you, you nourish the world around you with your happiness. Yesterday, when I do walking meditation in Upham Land, I practice like that. Breathing in, ah, I'm still alive. And then I think of Sithup, my young brother in the Dharma, in the root temple. He cannot walk like me. He already passed away. And I walk. Ah, he's still alive. He, Thitnyakhan, still alive. And so he's happy. He's still alive. And when we breathe out, oh, he's walking. Oh, he's walking. Oh, wonderful. And there is mindfulness, concentration inside right away. Oh, he's smiling. Nothing to smile. But there's so many conditions of happiness. Make him smile. And then after that, oh, he is nourishing his Sangha with his happiness. I nourish my Sangha not with rice, with meal, but with my happiness. Each of us have to nourish ourselves by our own happiness. Not by hard labor, but by our happiness. So, In the Jhana tradition, it means practice according to the teaching of the Buddha, Thiền, Jhana or Zen, is you have to use the practice like your own food. The practice must be your own food. So by your joy, your happiness, your compassion, you are nourishing you are nourishing your young brother, young sister, big brother, big sister, and you arrive, you are home right away. And that is your training, to be happy right away. Every Dharma talk, we must speak about that. And if we have to repeat 1,000 times, we have to repeat. This every fruit, there is a couple in the direction of an achievement of that fruit. And the second fruit is in the direction of that fruit and achievement of that fruit. And the third one and the fourth one is the same. So they divide. They say that bốn đôi, four couple. And tám quả is eight fruit. And when you see like that, you see the entire being. And so you breathe, you feel that you breathe for you, but you breathe and you look deeper and you breathe and you feel that, oh, I breathe for my father, mother, grandpa, grandma, all my ancestor, Lord ancestor. And my spiritual ancestor too, I breathe for the Buddha too. Thanks to your practice, that the practice of the Buddha is perpetuate, continue. Because what is the use to praise and say the Buddha is wonderful and no one practice like him? So you are his continuation. You are breathing for the Buddha, for his practice to be alive. So you don't wait until you arrive to the fourth fruit to enjoy. You start the first fruit and you are already at the eighth fruit. That is as a way of the entire being look. And so we look like the cloud is outside of you, but look deep. You see that the cloud is inside of you because cloud give rain and you drink a lot of water. So cloud is also outside and inside of you. We too, our Father is in us, but we are in your Father. Your teacher is in you, but you are in your teacher too. So every step you see that you are in your teacher, you are in your Father, in your Mother, and they are in you. And then, and you live deeply that inner being, and at every moment you arrive, you are home. Please remember that you don't need to finish the grade number 7 before to climb into number 8. But from the second, you already see you are in the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, sixth, seventh, eight. So there's no teaching written about that yet. But that is the teaching of the Buddha. I do not invent. But thanks to my practice that I can see clearly that I share to you. We have practice. We realize already, we know that your parents are in you, your ancestor, blood ancestors are in you. But thanks to the spiritual ancestor, you breathe mindfully, you're breathing happily. And so yesterday I practiced, oh, he's still alive, he's still walk, he's still sit, he's still happy, and he's still nourishing his student with his practice, his happiness. And I said, how wonderful. So at the beginning, I realized that I'm alive, I'm here, I walk. And so the second period, I think that I see my mom in me, and my mom is still alive in me. I am the continuation of my mom, the real manifestation of my mom in this very body and mind. And he is not a kind of try to comfort, consoling me, but really I feel that every cell of my mom is in me. She's sitting with me. First I said that, I'm alive. Oh, I'm sitting here. And the next verse, I said, oh, my mom is still alive, and my mom is still sitting with me in this meditation hall, and very clear, very wonderful, and very true. And that is the interbeing insight. At the beginning, you see that it's different. Your mom and you is different. But now you see that she is with you. You are transforming her by your practice. Don't think that it's difficult. No, it's easy. If I can do it, many brothers and sisters can do it, you can do it. I'm sure that you all can do it. It's joyful. It's easy, joyful, practical. More joyful than playing basketball. And then you can enjoy, I'm sure that among you there are those who enjoy already the interbeing fruit. And you need to be and to be encouraged. And your time is very important. And you have all the condition to practice that. Don't lose your time to come here for not doing that. Every day is a treasure of happiness. Like you climb into the mountain full of treasure. Diamond, jade, and then you don't need to pick up because everywhere you have diamond, jade, and other treasure. So the fruit, The fourth fruit is unborn. Unborn. No birth. No birth, no death. Unborn or no birth, no death. And don't think that the no birth, no death is a fruit very far away. No. If you practice peacefully settle and enter being, you see already that the cloud, when it's become rain, you do no longer see the rain, the cloud, but you see deep, look deep, you see that it's rain, and become the water boil the, on the pot for you to prepare your tea. And when you drink your tea, you see the cloud is in there, the rain is in there, and then you see that the no birth, no death of the cloud. That is the fruit of looking deeply in order to see the true nature of reality, true nature of yourself, true nature of that flower, true nature of the cloud, so you have no fear. Never mind, if I'm not a cloud, I will be wonderful rain. Not the rain, I will be wonderful tea. So I have no fear. So that you obtain the fruit, no birth, no death. Don't think that you don't have that. You have a little bit. Number of you have a little bit of this fruit, number of you have more. And the Buddhas and all the patriarchs have given to us that insight. And then we try to practice somehow. And then you obtain some. For instance, when you are breathing, you see that, here and here, this, my father, a little boy with his difficulties and his joy, my mother, that little girl, and my grandma and grandpa, and you really see them in you with their difficulties and their success, their qualities. So when you arrive to the no birth, no death, the unborn fruit, when you arrive that, and so everyone practice like that, and then everybody is belonging to the Sangha called the Holy Community, Tanchung, Holy Sangha. They have trained themselves to be mindful, to be concentrate, and they have more or less insight. And they have their holiness, the nature of holiness. Of course, everyone have the profane part, but we have also have the holy part. Every one of us have some profane part and from holy part. And the training is to make the holy part in us increase. Then those of us who really feel settled. So these insights grow every day. You don't make effort, but it grows by itself if you put into practice every day. So the Sangha of the Buddha is a community where I can take refuge in, the community who walk on the very shining, illuminate path, is the community that have four couple and eight fruit, and that is the praising of the Sangha, of the Buddha Sangha. And the Sangha have those who practice arrive home wellfully, peaceful dwell, and they have that nature of holiness. And holiness is something far away. If you have more peace, more friendship, if there is forgetfulness and you transform into mindfulness, irritate, you transform into acceptance, understanding, freeing that negative sentiment, feeling, and then is holiness. That is holiness, is true practice. I have used to say that the Buddha of our century don't try to find one person in one person. It could be a community of practice, a community where everybody try to practice their best, where everyone can offer the element of arriving home, understanding, compassion, so on. So the Buddha body is manifesting in the Sangha body. Because the Buddha have, when we speak about Buddha, we have to speak into being. These days we forget to chant the four recollections. In Appamlet, Thaiphap Nim, Thaiphap Lin, and Sichuvap Lin have trained people for recollection in English. So I invite all the brothers in Appamlet to go and chant for recollection like you have learned. Please come, sing, chant for us. More courage, please. Take more courage to go.
Teaching inviting all look out and see directly. Is the teaching that is leading to the good, the true, the beautiful, extinguishing the fire of afflictions? Is the teaching for all sensible people to realize for themselves? Practicing the teachings, the noble community in which I take refuge is a community that grows in the direction of goodness, in the direction of truth, in the direction of beauty, in the direction of righteousness. Is a community that is composed of four pairs and eight kinds of holy people. Is a community that is worthy of offering, worthy of great respect, worthy of admiration, worthy of salutation. Is a community standing upon the highest field of merit in all of the world. The mindfulness trainings, the wholesome way of living taught by my noble teacher, is a wonderful practice that remains unbroken, that remains harmonious, that remains flawless, that remains refined. Is a wonderful practice that has the capacity to prevent wrongdoing and to prevent danger. Is a wonderful practice that has the capacity to protect self and others and to reveal beauty. Is a wonderful practice that is leading to concentration, leading to peacefulness, leading to insight, leading to non-fear. Is a wonderful practice that shows us the way to total emancipation and long-lasting happiness.
We continue the sutra, the place, the safest place, the absolute safe place, is a sutra about nirvana. The verse number 20. Not because we are coming and going that we have nirvana. Nibbana is a place where there is. Nibbana is not from coming or going. Nibbana is a place where coming and going, birth and death no longer exist. Cutting through affliction, old age and death, putting an end to suffering, that is Nirvana. So when we we learn the fruit about the nyak lai, it means we go back one time only, or bak lai, it means there is no return. Is this the two fruit? Bak nyak lai is when you return once, and then bak lai, it means no return. That is the traditional way of these two fruit. But according to the light of Nibbana, everything is in your mind. In the light of wisdom of Nirvana Sutra, everything is in your mind. That world of suffering is you who created. And now you decide to transform, you transform. It's you who construct in your mind a perception who make you suffer. That perception could be wrong. And because of that wrong perception, you suffer. And if you try to find other things, is you need to look deeper and you find by yourself. So if we speak we are not a reality who is moving in the time or space and search for Nibbana. So we don't think that you are on the way to go to Nibbana in time or in space. But in fact, if you look deeply, Nibbana is in you. And then you go back, you look deep and you see that Nibbana is already in you and you only need to discover it bit by bit. Like the other day when I do sitting meditation, And I see that the Buddha nature is a little small pot of water. It's very beautiful. There are bamboo. There are lotuses. There are cat. There is grass. And then the cat is drinking some water in the lake. And I see clearly that landscape is not outside. That is my own island. Going back to my island, the island of myself. So it looked like that island of myself. Because during sitting meditation, I suddenly see that there is a Buddha garden where there is a little lake, Fuendo, it means little small pot of flower, not pot, but a small little water pond. And then you see bamboo, and you see lotus, and you see a cat who's drinking water a little bit. And so I see that, oh, that is the island in myself. So I'm not caught by inside and outside. So, see, when I open my eyes and I see that small point, pond of water, and I can see that, and I see that outside and inside are one. And this Sangha, this big brother, young brother, these lay people, resident here or coming from far away, they are in my own island, the island of myself, the inner island of myself. But, and if your mind is agitated, everything seems go up, down, and outside of you. But if your mind is deep enough, everything is your own island. Outside or inside are one. There is no distinction between inside and outside. And they are here. And they are in our mind. They are here, out of this body, but they are in this body. So Nirvana is not the other side. And we are searching for it. Nirvana is here, in you. and the Nibbana is non-local. Wherever you are, you have Nibbana. And Nibbana is too big. This Sangha is inside and outside of me. I'm one, they are one. This pond of lotus, this Buddha garden are inside and outside of me. We are. So the not because it's arrived or it's gone that we have Nibbana. Nibbana is a place where you arrive, birth and death, absolutely no separation. Cutting through affliction, old age and death, putting an end to suffering, that is Nibbana. When you arrive to the, you are achieved to the fruit of unborn, no birth, no death, and then everything is just like a play. He is manifest, he disappears, he is manifest again, and just like a play, like the game. And then you are, we cut on the affliction, and then you arrive to Nibbana. Nibbana is where you can cut on the worries and anxiety, anger, irritation, fear, etc. And you arrive to the place where it's okay. It's arrived like that. No affliction. It's normal. It's life. And it's happened like that. It's okay. That is life. So you, if there is no birth, and so how we can have death? If there is old age, death, because there is birth. But if there is no birth, and so no old age, no death. So Nirvana is the place where coming and going, birth and death are no longer exist. Like a play, like a game. He is up here, he disappear. Appear is okay, joyful. Disappear is also good opportunity to go deeper. And so everything is like a play. And then birth is okay, death is okay, up is okay, down is okay. Cutting through all the worries, affliction, up and down. And so on this notion about up, down, right, left, old age, young age, all are one. And so you cannot search for in the air, you do not search wherever you go for, they are just right here, in this very body, in this very mind of you. Coming or going. And when you can end on affliction, on the fear, and then you arrive to the safe place, no coming, no going. If you can cut through affliction, old age, death, putting an end to suffering, it is Nirvana. That's the verse number 21. If there is no self that's come and goes, then there is no coming and no going. Usually, we consider the world like a space, a world, and you have the impression that you are moving in the air, in that time and space. And then you feel that you are here, but you go to that place in order to arrive to Nirvana. But in fact, the whole world outside are inside of you. And everything inside of you manifests outside of the whole world. So everything contained in one. And in one is everywhere in the world. So you feel that you have a separate self who take time to go tomorrow, you go there, after tomorrow to go there. That is relative way to see things. But if you try to see deeper, there's no coming, no going. If there is no self to come and to go, so there is no coming and going. So you arrive to the vision of no self. And that self, when it dies, it doesn't die. It's just a play, just hide herself or himself and manifest again. If we say that if we die already and we no longer exist, that is a wrong perception, heretic perception. The view of annihilation is a wrong perception, is a heretic perception. There is two heretic perception. First, you think that when you die, you yourself continue to be permanently exactly like that, no changing, no transformation. That is a wrong view, an heteric view about permanence. And if there is a deep vision, you will not be fooled by that wrong perception. And that is the very clear point that the Buddha pointed out, that you believe that you are yourself is a hermetic, permanent self, continue to live indeterminate and indefinitely. That is very wrong. But the second wrong perception is, before you are born, you are nothing. That is also a wrong perception, very important, serious wrong perception, that you are nothing before you are born. And then second bad wrong perception is when you pass away, is nothing left. Or there is a soul who continues to live indefinitely. So no coming, no going. When you can see that there is not real coming, no going, no self, and then you can achieve the look, the insight about no birth, no death, no. And then you arrive to the point they call Nirvana, extension of all this wrong perception. Number 22, the source of wisdom is there. The source of wisdom is there. Very simple. It's very easy to eat a baguette, piece of baguette with some butter. If you can see the non-self, And then you do not see the coming and the going. And everything is permanent. That is wrong perception. The source of wisdom is there, seeing clearly the condition. Then you know the unconditioned. As long as you are bound by birth and death, it is difficult to conquer and control the situation. So, Di San Chi Bong Mak. Mak is the top, and Bong is the root, and Mak is the top. So the root, the root is the vision, deep vision, the deep vision. The division of the root of the insight is there. Hu vi ti bo vi, hu vi, it means having seen clearly the existence, and then you understand hu vi is not existent. Hu vi is translate from the word Sanskrit. It means is have been construct, have been conditioned, is manifesting like a flower, is the many conditions coming together to have that flower. So they call condition matter, condition things. Compounded things. Like a flower, like yourself, like the boat, like everything. Form. Tends to many conditions has come together and to realize the thing. So we call condition thing. Who we? On the who we, on the condition things, on the phenomena who have been born, last on the time and disintegrate in the time. So on these conditioned things have four state, born, existence, and then change and die. And like a cloud, like a pine tree, like a person, like a cake, a cat, a dog, or so on. So on the conditioned things. In the conditioned things, they are born, their birth, their death. They're coming, existing, coming, going, existence, no existence. But if you look deeply these conditioned things with your concentration, your mindfulness, your concentration and your insight, and then you can see that the nature of that is unconditioned. The nature of all these things is unconditioned. Like when you look at the cloud and you see that the cloud have been born, die. But if you look deep, you see that the cloud never die. Like in this room, in this meditation hall, there's no cloud. We say that there's no cloud. We are so sure that there's no cloud. It's not correct. Because there's a lot of vapor. Water vapor. And water vapor will condense. It's a certain degree and then it's become cloud. And then when you see that vapor in a certain coolness, and then you can see the cloud. And then you can see that the cloud is full in this room and full in you. And so you look deep into the cloud, you see that no birth, no death, no coming. Birth, death, coming, going is in your head. And so you look at Samskrita and you see Samskrita. You see conditioned things like yourself. And then you see Samskrita. You see that you have no self. Yourself is everywhere. And thanks to the conditioned things that you see that there is unconditioned things. In the traditional way, they divide categorically conditioned things and unconditioned things. But you look deep, you see that tends to the conditioned things, you see the unconditioned things. In the phenomena world, you see that there is birth, there is death. There is coming, there is going. This have been produced or not produced. And so and so they are conditioned matter and conditioned phenomen, so many phenomens. And we see that that is have been born, is grow, get old, die. Krita is construct, produce it, create, and so there's birth, death, being, non-being, creation, because when you see things it's like that. And you can see that and his who we condition matters, condition phenomenon. And we suffer because we want that phenomenon to be permanently like that. But you have to be realistic to see that things never be like that. It change every second, every minute, every month, every year. So you practice in order to look deep, in order to discover that there is no birth, no death in this very cold birth and death. And that we call non-condition. Non-condition mothers, non-condition things. So we have read that sentence in the verse number 21. The one of 25. Is have been taking from the Sutra Nyutimi, because those of you who just arrived, you don't know the Thais, and the Dhammapada is not given by the Buddha in a roll of all these verses. He gave that verses in that sutra, other verses in other sutra, and so a number of patriarchs tried to classify it and bring all the different verses to the same theme, the same subject to go one. And that Thais said that this sutra, this verses has come from the Sutra Vô Vấn Tự Thuyết. Without asking question, Buddha have given that teaching. Vô Vấn, no question, but the Buddha give it anyway. So Udana is just, nobody asked any question, but he explained like that. And so in that is, and on the patriarch put into one set, they call Udana's Sutra. So sometimes the Buddha declare here that sentence, and other place he declare that, and they put all together in one, they call Udana Sutra. This one sentence said that, Bhikkhu, there is things which is not be born. There is things which is not exist, not coming, not going. If there is no born, the one who is no birth, no death, no produce, no achievement, if there is not these things, you will not have the non-conditioned one. There is not born, not existing, not creating. But if there is not such a thing, because without these things, no birth, no death, and if there is not such a thing, there is no place for these things exist. This in the Sutra Udana at the verses number 25. So, that is the root which give that insight, and that insight is help you to look deep into the conditioned things, and you discover the unconditioned things. If you are still linked, bind to that perception, and then you cannot transcend the no birth and no death. phước giờ nhi năng chế. You cannot control yourself. Control yourself. So the next one is 23rd. Như thế thưa đại thần, can this body of four elements, this body with four elements, this body made with four elements, earth, water, wind, and fire, and this body made with five skandhas have many affliction, nam it means five skandhas, is form, feeling, perception, mental formation, and consciousness. They are conditioned things. Your body is a conditioned things. If we know how to dwell peacefully, an trụ quán thật khổ. If you know how to dwell peacefully, and look deeply the true nature of suffering. You can arrive to the Nibbana state of mind where you are very free, totally free.
Which number?
One more.
Which number?
Number.
So now, they will know that.
David Ding Bali, one more number.
They write a number of Sanskrit. This is a sentence in Pali speaking about Nibbana. Dear Bhikkhu, there are things who are not born, not die, not construction, no construct. And no condition. And if in such a case is those who are things who are born, death, have no place to go back. There's a lot of sunshine outside, preparing for walking meditation. Enjoying walking meditation.